Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi speaking. How have you been? I know it's been quite a while that I've come up here to do a podcast, but I hope you are doing awesome. Thank you if you're tuning in your car. Please drive safe. But wherever you are, thank you for coming to listen to what I have to tell you today. And so I don't know if you've been following, but I've been talking about the Less Talk Air episode on the Glam with Grace podcast since the past. I think I've been talking about this for like 4 months, because now I tend to come once every 3 weeks to talk, have a new podcast, because of the amount of work that I've been doing lately. So, but today I want to be talking about a very important topic, and I've actually been gathering information on my Instagram pages and asking my customers what they want me to talk about, and a lot of my followers what they want me to talk about. And I keep hearing them talking about how to grow healthier hair and how to grow back their edges after a hair loss. So I have been researching and piling some stuff up just to educate my customers and my followers, you know, the different types of hair losses and the reasons and the causes of the hair loss, and what are the treatment or the best way to tackle them. So this is going to be, I think I'm going to actually divide this into 4 different sections, because I'm just going to be talking about the hair loss that I know affects a lot of the Black community and a lot of my customers, which is more of, Black women. So today, before I go into the topic, I'm going to be talking about the word of today, because I know we all do need encouragement, right? Even I myself know I need some encouragement today. So today I'm going to be talking about a topic that says, let God tell you who you are. You know, it's important. I know when we're born, our parents gives us a name, right? And we have sometimes do not have control over that name, unless you grow older and change your name, because just for some reason you just don't like the name your parents gave you. But your name is quite important to you, right? But then when you have a deeper relationship with God, sometimes the name we're given, you know, even if it might have a negative impact on us, which is why we're going to be talking about Jabez today, with God, you know, the name we've been given by our parent doesn't really have to define us if you believe God. So the memory verse is from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9, and it says, his mother called him Jabez. You know, how can a woman go through the 9 months of pain, have a baby, and name that child Jabez? The name Jabez means pain and trouble. You know, look up upon your innocent child and just give them that name. You're pain and trouble to me. Even before the child gets to breathe, you've already named that child a negative name. It says, can you imagine walking into a room and hearing someone say, here comes trouble, or someone describing you as a pain? And what's more, Jabez's mother labeled him that way the day he was born, because she gave birth to him in pain, which is understandable. But you don't name your child pain because you had your child in pain. We all have our children in pain. It's a labor pain. It's normal. But she went ahead and took it to the next level and named him pain. But Jabez refused to wear the label or let that name define him. And that was one thing I really loved about this man called Jabez. You know, he didn't let that name define what he was. Instead of looking back at his past and listening to his critics, he turned to God and prayed, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from trouble, that I may not cause pain. I mean, that's such a beautiful prayer. I really do not know who needs that prayer today. I know I need that prayer, and I am speaking it into my life and that of my generation, that, oh Lord, that you would bless me, Olajumoke Oguyemi, which is my full name, and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. So God granted him what he had requested. The label on the outside of the bottle tells you what's on the inside, right? And when you let others label you, invariably, they make your word too small. And once you accept that label they place on you, you start to believe that's who you are, and you will never amount to anything more than that. No, only God can tell you who you are. So do what Jabez did. Go directly to the source, which is God. He's created you. He has redeemed you. He calls you. He equips you. He empowers you. He rewards you so that when people try to limit you by pulling labels on you, God steps in and says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name and you are mine. The truth is that God loves and accepts you, and his approval trumps everybody else's disapproval. Isn't that beautiful though and encouraging? Have you ever been in a situation where you just feel like the world labels you based on the family you come from, or based on class of the person or the people you are surrounded by? Are you just labeled based on your color? I just feel like sometimes just being born black is a label on its own. But then being that we're children of God, it doesn't define us. You know, we are redeemed, we are saved. And that's just so positive and encouraging that we have a brighter future because God is the one that has called us by our name, you know? So I truly hope this encourages you today, no matter what kind of label anyone's put on you. Don't you accept that. Today I tell you, do not accept whatever labels they've placed on you. No, go to the source, right? He's created you. Go to God and let him know about that, and he will take care of you. That being said, I hope that's blessed you. Thank you for listening. So now we're going to be talking about alopecia areata. So it's alopecia areata. It's a very, very, I didn't even know that alopecia areata was actually a very common type of hair loss until I researched this. And apparently in the United States, only in the United States, this is minus the entire world, over 200,000 people are diagnosed with this yearly. This is big deal. That means a lot of Americans do have alopecia areata. Areata. So if 200,000 people yearly are diagnosed with this, this is something that we really need to talk about. You know, it's very important to talk about it, or how, even if you become affected, how you can limit it and you can limit the symptoms. And, you know, once you start seeing the symptoms, and what are the symptoms, I'm going to get into that, you can start, you know, treating it right away, or you can go to a dermatologist, which I always recommend, because that is actually, it does require a medical diagnosis. So it's a big deal. I have a lot of my customers that come, I have alopecia areata, I have traction alopecia, you know, all those different kind of alopecia. And would this work for me? Would your product work for me? And I always tell everyone that, look, at the end of the day, everyone's situation is different. We cannot 100% guarantee growth. And I'm going to tell you actually why this is backed up by a study that was done as well, because someone that has alopecia areata, if they have it in the beginning stage and it's caught on time, it's actually easier for you to be treated compared to someone that has had alopecia areata for like 10 years. So we need to know. So I'll talk about that the later part of this podcast. So what is the definition of alopecia areata? So it's basically a sudden hair loss that starts with one or more circular bald patches that may overlap. Alopecia areata occurs when the immune system attacks hair follicles and may be brought on by severe stress. And I'm going to repeat that. Stress is the number one cause of alopecia areata. And I guess that's why it's very common, you know, in the United States. It's very common in the world, period, because a lot of us go through stress. It's just inevitable. It's something that sometimes we cannot avoid because we don't mean to be stressed. Sometimes situations of life just bring stress upon you, and you find yourself in a situation where you're just stressing out. And it does affect hair, you know, your hormones in your body. And then sometimes the symptoms now comes in as alopecia areata. So like I said earlier on, it does require a medical diagnosis. So if you notice that you're having bald patches on your head, I would recommend for you, the first thing, this is what I'll tell you first, don't go to your hairstylist, even though your hairstylist may be a licensed cosmetologist. Sometimes they might be able to advise you based on experience, but they don't really know, because they're not dermatologists. The dermatology will have more, you know, equipment to be able to diagnose you rightly so that you can know how to treat it, if that makes sense. So I recommend for you to find a dermatologist if you start noticing bald patches on your scalp, to just diagnose you right so that you can know how to treat it. I hope I'm making sense. I'm sure I am. And the main symptoms of alopecia areata is hair loss. So like I said, if you see bald patches, if you notice, you know, men, if you notice your nose that normally has hair is falling off, or your hair, anywhere that normally has hair, if you're noticing patches of it,
then that should be a cause of alarm for you to want to see a doctor about it right away. Okay. There's also other common symptoms, so anxiety and itching or small dents in your nails, which that's a common cause as well. If you start noticing that, please see a doctor right away. So alopecia areata can cause changes to your nails. If you notice a change in your nails, tell your dermatologist. If nose changes worsen, you may start to feel pain. Some nail changes can interfere with everyday activities, such as typing or playing an instrument. Your dermatologist can tell you whether you need to treat your nails as well. So if it affects your nails, please, please see a dermatologist and they might be able to recommend what's best for you. So what are the treatments for alopecia areata? So some of the things that I researched about, honestly, I really didn't like it because I am more of the natural side, out to deal with things naturally. But apparently there is no cure for alopecia areata. No cure meaning I'm going to go deep into that in a bit. But they did say that treatment may address any underlying conditions and include topical scalp medication. So the second thing that caught my attention, which I think everybody can actually practice this, was going through alopecia areata, is self-care, which is stress management. If you can find ways to deal with your stress and manage it, it's the number one thing to start with. Because remember, this is affecting you internally and it's literally physically showing and manifesting itself physically through your hair loss and affecting your hair growth, right? So what does that mean? You have to treat your mind. You have to deal with it internally first before you start applying stuff on your scalp. Because no matter how much you apply stuff, if you're not dealing with yourself internally, it's really not going to help you see growth. And I see why a lot of my customers go, I've been using your product for 2 months and 3 months and 6 months, and I don't see any difference in the growth. And sometimes we do ask them, you know, are you treating it from the inside out? Are you, you know, detoxing yourself? But apart from that, are you taking care of your mind? Because remember, everything is internally, your hormones, everything is working together, right? But if something's not going wrong and they're not working well, it would start manifesting itself physically. So I recommend for you to find what distresses you. You know, some people, for me, for example, I find music, gospel music, worship songs, it distresses me. Something about, you know, if I'm going through a rough day and I just turn on me some Marvin Sapp, or I start listening to some of my 90s, during Tope Alabi music, it just does something to my soul. Honestly, it does. So you find what distresses you. If it's going to the gym and exercising, whatever it is, if it's prayers also distresses me. Just going down on my knees and just crying to God about my issues and my problems solves all my, you know, it really takes off the stress, because now I feel like I can put that stress on someone. I can put that stress on something that can handle it for me. And it's my belief. So what do you believe in? Well, I believe in Jesus Christ, and he's been the one that's been fighting my battles for me and helping me handle my stress and deal with my stress. So what can you accept into your life to distress you? Or what do you need to do different? You know what you need to do. I don't know. Everyone is different. So that self-care is so important. If you can take care of your mind and soul and your body, you know, everything starts flourishing the right way. So if you've been diagnosed with alopecia areata, it's probably because you're stressed out a lot, you know. It might be circumstances around you stressing you out. That's fine. It's normal. Find what distresses you. And once you do, it would gradually help your hair growth, which it might sound cliche, but it would work. You know, just try it. You know, and let me know if you listen to this podcast and you've ever been diagnosed with alopecia areata, and you do feel like you're under stress, you know, try to find something that distresses you and let me know if that worked for you. And it does save you meditation or yoga, whatever might reduce your cycles of hair loss, you know. Says why many people will have alopecia areata, otherwise healthy, you do have a higher risk of getting some other diseases such as thyroid disease. So I actually wanted to mention this. Please, you know, if you're under stress and you are having bald patches, please see a dermatologist and see a doctor, because you don't want that symptoms to worsen and become thyroid, for example. Okay? Remember, you gotta take care of your body. You have to take care of your soul. You have to take care of your mind. Your body is a temple. So we're going to treat this inside out, okay?
So like I said earlier on, if you didn't miss it, there's apparently no cure for alopecia areata. So if it's something that you've been dealing with for a while, there's basically, they say, although there might be some other forms of treatment, which is what this is where I'm going to come in and talk about that, that can be suggested by doctor. They did suggest steroids. I do not like steroids, honestly, because I feel if you stop using it, it will worsen the situation. So I would not be recommending that. But if that's what your dermatologist said, well, you know what's best for your body. You can, you know, go ahead and listen to them. But I would rather treat this naturally. If it's something that you've been diagnosed for a very long time, like let's say you let it sit there, the bald patches get worsened for forever, maybe 5 or 10 years, then you might need more medical attention compared to someone that has just been recently diagnosed with it. So they have probably more hope to get cured because now they caught it at the earlier stage and they're doing something about it compared to someone that didn't do anything about it, just let it sit, and now it's kind of too late. That's when they say there is no cure for such people. But for other people that have caught it at the earlier stage, there is hope. I'm going to tell you now that, no, do not give up. There is hope, and I'm going to tell you what to do. But before I do, I read a survey that was done. So a dermatology test, a survey was done on a group of people that were diagnosed with alopecia areata. So they had about 80% of the people that were diagnosed. They split them up into two different groups. So 86% patients were randomized into two groups. And the active group, so one group, we're going to call them group A, they were massaging. So my oils contains all natural and essential ingredients. They were massaging rosemary, thyme, lavender, cedarwood, just the pure essential oils into their scalp. And also mixed it with some other carrier oils like castor oil and stuff into their scalp daily. And the other groups just massage carrier oils into their, so they were just massaging castor oils, for example, into their scalp. So group A, 44% of the group, the people in group A, actually saw hair growth, and only 15% of the people in group B saw hair growth. What was that telling you? Massaging your scalp with natural ingredient and essential oils does increase your chances of hope. Okay, and that's where Glam Naturally comes in. You know, I did my research before creating my product, and I've included all amazing essential oils and carrier oils, organic, into one bottle. And you massaging that into your scalp daily. That's why some people come, I never saw growth for 3 months or 6 months of using your product. Or, you know, those people might be the people that are falling under the rest of the other percentage because they probably had the diagnosis for a long time and did nothing. And probably worsened the situation by doing tight braids or tight hairstyles that just kept, you know, making the alopecia areata worse. So this is what I'll tell you. If you've been diagnosed with it, I would tell you this and this. And one thing is just avoid any tension to your hair for now, your scalp, and just let it breathe. And just keep massaging into your scalp essential oils, organic oils, oils that are good, that will stimulate growth. And deal with it internally first, okay? If you don't, because no matter how much you massage all these oils, if you're not dealing with the source and going to tackle it from the source, from the foundation, then it might not work for you. So that being said, I really hope this helps you a little bit to understand what's going on with your hair loss. Next week, I'm going to be talking about, oh, no, not next week, 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be talking about alopecia areata, traction alopecia, which is caused by too much tension on your scalp. So that one is the most common one that a lot of my customers go through. So we'll talk about that in my next episode. But for this one, I hope it's helped you understand a little bit, you know, more about hair loss and what might be causing yours and how to deal with this better. That being said, I truly, truly appreciate you for listening today. If you have any questions, you know where you can find me. You can find me at JuMeGrow, which is JUMM for mother, IEGROW, on Instagram and on Facebook. I am an open book. If you message me, trust me, I do not ignore my messages. I will definitely get back to you. Reach out to me on my social media handles, or you can also email me at JuMeGrow@gmail.com. That being said, if you've been one of my customers and you're using this, I really have hope for you. Don't give up. Keep making better decisions and choices for your health and your soul. Don't let anything faze you or stress you to start affecting your health. All right. Thank you for listening. This is Jumi. I am Born Naturally. Rudy because I am Glam Rude Grace. Have a super duper awesome day. Bye.